Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Jim, can I interest you in a dish of sherbet?
Okay.
Is it sherbet?
Sherbet, yeah.
Sherbet, okay.
Not sherbert.
No, I
as we used to say in Ohio.
I was about to say sherbert.
All right. Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Jim, can I interest you in a dish of sherbet?
That's weird, but yeah, okay. Wow, this is really refreshing.
I know, right?
So why the sherbet? Or sherbet?
You wrote sherbet there.
I did. I'm such a dumbass.
Then of course, but then why did I say it, knowing better? all right. What is it they say?
We're off to a great start.
What is the Ron Burgundy thing where he reads something?
Skeleton is in the shower.
Yeah, okay. All right. Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Jim, can I interest you in a dish of sherbet?
That's kind of weird, but yeah, okay. Wow, this really is refreshing.
I know, right?
So why the sherbet?
Palate cleanser, Jim. Palate cleanser.
Monday, Patrick.
Yes, it is, Jim. Happy Rocktober.
Oh, yes. Very good. Very good.
Rocktober. Yeah. You got there.
I'm enjoying some tea nice. Today. I went a little overboard last night.
Okay.
And so I need some tea today.
Got you. We've all been there.
But what do you have?
This is actually a IPA from a brewery not too far from you. This is Crooked Run.
Crooked Run.
This is their Heart and Soul IPA.
Wow.
Isn't that pretty? It's got this sort of psychedelic can.
I want to tell you and the listeners, if anyone you know, is interested in this sort of thing, we have an insane number of breweries in...
It's unbelievable.
...Northern Virginia, and it seems like a lot out here where I live in Loudoun County. There's just so many now. I mean, there's like 25 breweries, something like that, in this county.
I know. And a lot of them are really, really good.
Yeah.
If you're ever sitting in traffic, that's one thing I try to tell myself is at least there's a lot of good breweries around here. There's also a lot of data farms and data centers.
Well, we do have that too.
Yeah. So beer and data centers.
So people working all day at their computers and then they need to, you know.
That's right. Unwind.
Unwind. And they work at their computers all day. They get stuck in the traffic. Yes. And then what's the next logical thing when you get home?
Got to have a beer.
Yeah, right.
Might as well be fresh and local though.
That's right. Exactly. Oh, and one last thing on this, too. There's also a good distillery in Loudoun County.
Oh, really?
Catoctin Creek Distillery.
Okay. I've heard of it.
It's not all just beer. Yep. There's also some good
spirits. Yep.
They make a good rye. Yeah, we'll try that next time. All right. Okay. Well, let's introduce ourselves first. You are listening to Rock in the Suburbs. This is a music podcast, music commentary and whatnot. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And please rate and review our show on Apple Podcasts. Let me just get that out of the way now. We got another rating recently,
fantastic.
But we still need more. We got to keep this going. We're getting close to having, I think that was our 90th rating. So we need to get up to 100. Let's do that. And the reviews are nice too. So please do that. Okay. You mentioned it being Rocktober.
Yeah.
And so when the calendar flips, we talk about music that we discovered in the previous month.
That's
so we're
going
to talk about new music from September, new releases, not just stuff that we necessarily discovered, but like it had to be new in that month as well. So new music from September.
Let's do it.
And you're going to go first.
And then
I'm going to go tomorrow.
All right, great. So one of my favorite bands, Jim, and this is interesting. So I was thinking about this on the way out today. I love a record by this band so much that I would probably say it's in my top 25 albums of all time. Like, it's very, very high up on
my
list.
Okay.
And the band is Spiritualized, and the record that I'm talking about is 1997's Epic, Ladies and Gentlemen, We Are Floating in Space. If you've never heard this record, people, it's beyond gorgeous. A stunning, stunning piece of work. And it's interesting to say, like, are Spiritualized one of my favorite bands? I'm not necessarily in love with, you know, any of their other records. I like a lot of their songs a lot,
okay.
But it's that one record that I have this super deep relationship with. So I really like their new album. They have a new one out. It's called And Nothing Hurt. Mm-hmm. It's their first one in 6 years since 2012, Sweetheart, Sweet Light, which was really good too. You may have seen it. It just has a thing on the front that says, huh? With a question mark. I don't know if you've ever seen that, but Jason Pierce, you know, is the guiding member of Spiritualized. A lot of the other players have come in and out. And on this record, he apparently mostly made all the basic tracks on his laptop, taught himself how to use Pro Tools, mainly because he didn't have a lot of money to record the record. And then other things that he puts on it, like timpani and strings and horns, you know, he went into the studio and put on. But it's really great. Came out earlier in September. And I'd like to play a track kind of from the middle of the record. I've read a lot of reviews of it. And, you know, the record has a great single called I'm Your Man. It's got some really cool sort of Velvets, Jonathan Richmond stuff. Thinking of a song called Morning After. There's a really cool song called Here It Comes, The Road, Let's Go, where he sort of gives directions for someone to go to his house. But let's listen to this song called Damaged. It's very subtle, but I think you'll appreciate the beauty of Jason's melodies and how awesome Spiritualized is.
And I wanna just close my eyes, feel like I'm living, feel like I'm alive. Wrapped up in clover, and I'm safe from the tide. Feel like I'm floating, and I'm laid out in time. Darling, I'm lost, and I'm down.
So there it is, Jim. Spiritualized, Damaged. Nice, right? It's very Jason Pierce. It's got that sort of sing-song melody, and it begins to build in layers and layers, and it's just, I don't know, it's lovely. I love his voice. I love the way he goes about stuff. He writes in a very, you know, his earlier band, Spaceman 3, was very Lou Reed and Velvet Underground influenced, and you can still hear the traces of that, but it's just he's built his own style, and it's just gorgeous, and I love everything he does, and obviously they're not super prolific, so it's nice to really have a new Spiritualized album, and I really hope they come around and play shows, although I'm not, you know, thinking they will, but he usually doesn't.
It's great. I've been listening to this record this month, although I've been listening to it pretty passively. I've had it on, like, while I've been doing other things.
That works for and, that.
Yeah, but I feel like I need to give it a little bit more attention, but nevertheless, it's you can just tell, even just sort of having it on in the background, that the music, like you said, it's really just lovely. It's gorgeous. It definitely draws you in, even when you're sort of like you know, trying for it not to. You know what I mean? So yeah, so it's good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I find myself humming some of these melodies, you know, subconsciously. And he never does anything on a small scale. So there's a ton, you know, some of these songs swell and are huge, and you know, everything's got a ton of overdubs. And I love that. I love records that are really, really worked on. So it's
agreed.
Really nice to have this. Yeah. So there it is. And
I like them to either be really, really worked on or like totally lo-fi.
One of the two. Yeah. Right. Nothing in between.
That's right. Okay. Now, next up.
So, you know, this kind of goes back to a couple things. One, up to a certain point in my life, was such a dedicated rock and roll fan. And there was a time in my life where I got really burnt out on rock and roll. And that's when I started listening to jazz to kind of keep my
jazz.
Cool jazz.
You have a darkened room.
Learn to nurse that beer, and before you know it, you'll be loving jazz.
Yes, exactly. But another thing I've always kind of done to clear my palate of a lot of the indie rock music that I listen to is listen to heavy music, like loud music.
Okay.
So I want to throw a bone here to our friend Joe Fleischer. I know we're going to talk to him. I think he may be coming up later in the week.
Yes.
We might hear his voice later this week, I think, looking at the schedule.
I think that's on the plan, yeah.
Yeah. And I want to say, you know, I don't know if he knows this band Pig Destroyer or not, but interesting enough, Jim, you know where they're from. You know where they formed.
I don't know anything about
Alexandria, Virginia.
Oh, is that
so
right?
They're from around here.
Around here, yeah.
Yeah, they're a DMV band. And they, like Spiritualized, you know, they don't put out albums very, very frequently. This is their sixth album.
Okay.
And they started putting out albums out in 98. But this one is, this is their first album since 2012. It's called Head Cage. And this is kind of where Pig Destroyer stretches out a little bit. Some of these songs actually are 3 minutes. So they get really, really long. And I want to play one of those for you now. And I think even though this will be kind of a mellow Pig Destroyer song, you'll kind of get the feeling of what they're about. The previous tune, Terminal Itch, is really a classic Pig Destroyer tune. You know, it goes by in about a minute and 21 seconds. But listen to the texture and the space they kind of get in this. They're really sort of going commercial.
What
poppy and it's stretched out.
What did that have to do with jazz again?
It's a palate cleanser.
Oh,
though.
Okay.
It totally is. All right. If you listen to one spin through Head Cage, and you're definitely going to be feeling a little different about when you go back to listen to
life.
Music. Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
But yeah, there it is, Pig Destroyer. Guitarist Scott Hall, you know, is kind of the main guy in the band. Apparently works for the government. I don't know if that's true or not, but I think he does. You know, he's worked for the government for a long time, and he's got this grindcore band called Pig Destroyer on the side. He plays.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, he plays with a bunch of different, you know, groups, and he's kind of been one of the constants.
All right, great. So there we go.
So there it is, Pig Destroyer and Spiritualized. Yeah, there's your September from Mr. Paddy.
Yeah, we like to close with a new cover of an old song, right? We'll get to that in just a minute. Let's just wrap things up. You can find Rock in the Suburbs on all the big podcast platforms, yes, your Spotify, your Google Play, your Apple Podcasts, which you should rate and review on.
Mm-hmm. 5 stars.
TuneIn, Stitcher, SoundCloud, I think,
SoundCloud,
right?
Perhaps.
We should mention it is the year of free stuff again, and if anybody wants to send us free stuff, the way that works is you email us rock@suburbspod.com. You ask us for a mailing address, we give that to you, and then you mail the stuff. And then we talk about it. We open the box, and we talk about it on the show, and we give you credit.
Yep.
That's how it works. And what else we got? So do that, and or if you just want to email us just with, you know, your thoughts, you can do that as well. New music you've discovered, whatever. Or you can call and leave a message, and we put your voice on a show. We're going to do some of those.
Can't wait.
This week, right?
Later this week.
Later this week. Mm-hmm. So call 612-440-1984. Or hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, all those at Suburbs Pod. All right. Here is the cover. So set this up a little bit. I don't think you've heard this, but I told you what it was going to be, right?
I'm really excited.
I know you're a fan of the band who recorded this originally. The song is called Unbelievers.
Yeah.
By
Vampire Weekend.
Originally by Vampire Weekend.
It's on their third album.
Which is the one you really like,
Vampires,
right?
Vampires of the City. Yeah, yes. I think it's so underrated.
We just talked about this with Hannah Hunt, right?
That's right. Because we heard I'm With Her do the cover of Hannah Hunt.
So here's another cover from that
album. This album is proving influential.
Came out just last month. The artist doing the cover is Ezra Furman.
Yes, who I talked about.
Right.
That was one of my new music picks at one point.
Yeah. One of his songs, right? Yeah. So here you go. Unbelievers by Ezra Furman. On Rock in the Suburbs, I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll have more new music tomorrow.
Death to false metal.